Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online on the satellite as well. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world. Also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for help keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra up there, William and Company in Wyoming and Montana, plus our Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia, too. And let's not forget our merchant marine men and women that are over there going back and forth between New Orleans and Houston and Florida with the tanker. That couple different tankers that are listening to me, and they told me about it when they called me last week, one of the ship captains. So thank you very much for tuning in. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, we're going to say the pledge and get rolling. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with justice, liberty, and justice for all. Now, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on a Judeo-Christian basis. Now, let's play a little something here. Got a little audio here, and we don't hear Hillary doing a lot of talking anymore, right? Well, she did yesterday. Listen to what she had to say about Harvey Weinstein.
Well, I think that the jury's verdict really speaks for itself. It is obviously something that people have looked at and followed because it was time for an accounting, and the jury clearly found that. Well, it's true. He contributed to every Democrat's campaign. He contributed to Barack Obama's campaign and John Kerry's campaign and Al Gore's campaign and everybody's campaign. I don't know whether that should chill anyone else from contributing to political campaigns, but it certainly should end the kind of behavior that he was just convicted for. I'm going to wait and see who we nominate. I will support the nominee, and it won't surprise you to hear me say that I think that it's imperative that we retire the incumbent.
Uh-huh. So, she mentioned that Harvey gave money to all the Democrats without mentioning her campaign. But then she mentioned Barack Obama and mentioned John Kerry and Al Gore. Well, when she said all the campaigns, that included her. So that's Hillary chiming in. That's Hillary. Now, Joe Biden, boy, I don't know. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So I'm just going to play this and let the word speak for itself.
As well, you talk about safety and security. How many of you sent your children to school in September, your grandkids, and they learned to cower under their desks, run zigzag down a hallway, learn to duck and cover? Well, we don't know yet, but I predict this is a generation that's going to be scarred by fear. It's affecting how they think about themselves. You know, with Jim's help and Eddie Bernice's help, we beat the NRA before. We beat them twice. We got rid of assault weapons and those big magazine clips that you can put 100 rounds in. Who in God's name needs 100 or 50 or 20 rounds other than to do something to kill somebody? No other rationale for it. We also find ourselves in a position where, if you think about it, you saw what happened to Mother Emanuel. Charleston loophole that Jim has legislation to fill, meaning that in a background check, your background check can't be back to you in one person's view in 24 hours, but in 3 days, then automatically you get the weapon.
Now, I'm not going to play what he says next because he goes into the gun show loophole. And there is no loophole to the gun show, at least not the ones we have in this state in Florida. I've been to the gun shows. I've seen them selling the guns. I've watched what they've had to do. And it's the same thing as if you walk into a gun store anywhere and buy a gun. Same exact thing. So when they talk about gun show loophole, and if it's Joe Biden or any other presidential candidate, they do not know what they're talking about. They need to go to a gun show, and they need to see what it is that goes on there. That's what they need to do before they continue to open their mouth and say stupid things that they have no idea what they're talking about. They're just talking about talking points. And good morning, Mel. I see you in there talking about doing the hustle. Yeah, okay, I do remember all that. I do remember all that, too. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a nice, balmy 58 degrees right here where I'm at, but the temperature's dropping. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude,
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And you can catch Kyle Warren during hour number one, the first three segments of the program. So tune in tomorrow night to hear him on the Friday morning edition, and we'll have some more great things on the program. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering or struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. Because all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the 1995 Relief Factor packet there that's got a little tutorial that tells you what it does and how it works for you. And just try it. Take it for the 3 weeks. I mean, after all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? And I'm sure it will work for you the way it's worked for me. And I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months now. And I have no intention of not taking it. I take it twice a day, and it works for me. So the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995, the 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. See what it does for you. And then let me know how you feel, because I've had a lot of people tell me that they're doing much better and thank me for it, and that's nice. I'm happy to hear that. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Tim Scott, the junior senator from South Carolina, had this to say about a little something today. So let's listen to this.
We were talking earlier. We've heard different numbers. What percentage of the Democratic Party in the state of South Carolina are African Americans? And do you think going into 2020, some of that percentage will vote for President Trump? He got 8% in 2016. What percentage do you predict nationally in 2020?
About 30% of the overall voters in South Carolina are African Americans. Probably 60% of the Democrat primary on Saturday will be African Americans. Trump had 8% in 2016. I'm predicting he will have at least 12%, a 50% increase coming President Donald Trump's way, because his policies are percolating at the right time. Right. It is really hard to deny the success of this administration.
Yeah, it is hard to deny. And you want to know who else chimed in here, who we haven't heard from in a while, who wanted to remain relevant in the mix? The Reverend Al Sharpton. Let's listen to this.
We've seen it, and I do think Joe Biden had a good night.
I agree. I think Biden had a good night politically. And Reverend Al, I think pretty remarkably, it's the first time anybody has stood in front of Bernie Sanders to slow down his momentum in any of these debates. He always gets to say what he wants to say. He gets to shout where he wants to shout. He gets to point his fingers wherever he wants to point his fingers. And nobody stops him. And last night was the exception to that rule. What impact do you think it'll have?
I think it will have some impact. The question is how much. What was very effective by Joe Biden, and I agree with others that have stated here, that Joe Biden had his best debate, and I've been to all but one of the debates. But I think when he connected the fact that Bernie Sanders had voted five times, and he emphasized it, against the Brady Bill, and connected that to the white supremacist killing here in Charleston at Mother AME, and saying, I'm not saying he's responsible for the killing, but that the killer couldn't have gotten the guns had the Brady Bill passed, that is going to have an impact here. And it also has an impact on the fact that part of what Bernie Sanders' brand has been is his authenticity and his consistency. And for the first time, we heard Bernie having to say he had to change on guns, which is not his brand. So I thought that Biden had a very good night. I thought Sanders was not knocked down, but he certainly was shaken. And I think Bloomberg did better, but when you start below zero, that's not difficult. All you have to do is still be on your feet at the end of the debate. But clearly, I think Joe Biden was the one that had the most to lose in the debate and in South Carolina. And to hit the gun and connect it to the killer at Mother AME was a big winner. And to hit the fact that we are looking at a man that wanted to primary Barack Obama, I think, is effective in South Carolina. As one that has been on that presidential stage debate, I know when someone feels certain ways, and I was a little surprised Sanders was not more prepared to answer these things, because you should have known they were coming, because they were telegraphed all week. All of them are at the minister's breakfast that we're doing at National Action Network this morning. I hope he comes this morning with an answer, because a lot of people, that was the talk afterward on, I didn't know that about Sanders. Mm-hmm. How does he respond to this stuff? He didn't last night.
Well, it's the Reverend Al Sharpton, and of course, he's entitled to his opinion, but of course, he's wrong. He's wrong. Now, the other thing that took place was Elizabeth Warren had something to say about Israel, which kind of went unnoticed. You didn't really hear anybody say anything about this, but listen to this nonsense about wanting to move the Israeli capital again.
We want to be a good ally to everyone in the region. The best way to do that is to encourage the parties to get to the negotiating table themselves. Donald Trump's big mistake is he keeps putting a thumb on the scale on just one side, and that moves the parties further away from working out their own solution here. We need to be an ally by supporting them to come to negotiate to find a lasting peace.
But Senator Warren, just on the question of the embassy, what was your position?
It is not ours to do.
Would you move it back?
It is not ours to do. We should let the parties determine.
Would you move it back?
Our embassy should let the parties determine the capital themselves.
Nora?
Nothing like getting that all started again, is there? By the way, the other thing that we heard from Bernie and Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg talked about President Pai from Korea or from China. Listen to this.
You've said that President Xi Jinping of China is not a dictator and that he is responsive to his constituents and that the U.S. must cooperate with Beijing. How far does that go? Would you allow Chinese firms to build critical U.S. infrastructure?
No, I would not. And I think the Chinese government has not been open their press. The freedom of press does not exist there. Their human rights record is abominable, and we should make a fuss, which we've been doing, I suppose. But we make no mistake about it. We have to deal with China if we're ever going to solve the climate crisis. We have to deal with them because our economies are inextricably linked. We would not be able to sell or buy the products that we need. And in terms of whether he's a dictator, he does serve at the behest of the Politburo, their group of people. But there's no question he has an enormous amount of power. But he does play to his constituency. You can negotiate with him. That's exactly what we have to do. Make it seem that it's in his interest and it's in people's interest to do what we want to do. Follow the rules, particularly no stealing of intellectual property. Follow the rules in terms of the trade. The agreements that we have are reciprocal and go equally in both directions.
Now, Mike Bloomberg talked about President Pai as being there at the will of the Politburo. Does anybody other than me not remember that he was appointed president for life? You remember that? President for life. He managed to get that title. So, how is that a democracy? And how is that, as he put it, he's there for the people when he doesn't even care what the people do because it's the Politburo that put him in, his own people. By the way, one last little thing here. The CBS News moderators really, really blew their opportunity. They lost control of that debate.
But I seek to live by the teachings that say that if you would be a leader, you must first be a servant. And, of course, the teaching, not unique to the Christian tradition, but a big part of it, that holds that we are to treat others as we would be treated. And when I think about everything at stake, from racial and economic justice to our stewardship of the climate to the need to heal the sick and the need to heal this country, I seek for those teachings to order my steps as I go through this campaign and as I go through life.
Thank you. Mayor Bloomberg.
By the way, they wanted the debate to be over, because right after that they said, we'd like to thank our candidates, and that concludes our debate. Well, it didn't. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with U.S. immigration enforcement, according to a federal appeals court in New York. The ruling by the Second District Court of Appeals in Manhattan overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states, including New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The states and city sued the U.S. government after the Justice Department announced in 2017 it would withhold grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to their jails and provide advance notice when someone in the country illegally is about to be released into the public. At least seven people were killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company in Milwaukee. The dead include the shooter, according to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, today in hour number four, bottom of the hour in hour number four, Bo Browning will be in, the Vice President in charge of admissions there at National Aviation Academy. So if you got any questions, get them ready and Bo will be answering them for you. Meantime, here's what the National Aviation Academy is all about.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to take care of you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, on the Pinellas County side of Tampa Bay. I'm sitting in Tampa, there in Clearwater, across the bay from me. And what you need to do is you need to, first of all, check them out online by going to naa.edu, and then ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one. You want to see what they're all about. You want to see the way they teach you. You want to see the tools you're going to get. You want to see the uniforms that everybody wears so that they're all got a little esprit de corps going on and all that. So, naa.edu is the website, and their phone number is 800-659-2080. And believe me when I tell you, they are a tremendous school, because when you come out of that school, you will have a ticket to ride that's going to pay you to start around $60,000 a year. And as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you can go anywhere, anywhere, and work on aircraft. And that's anywhere, as in underline it, put exclamation marks around it. Whatever country it is you want to go to work in, whatever foreign airline, whatever foreign government, whatever, you can do that. Now, if you want to make a big six-figure salary to begin with, then you might want to consider going over into the Middle East and working there for one of those countries, because they don't have enough aviation maintenance techs, and that's exactly what you'd be doing there. So, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity for you. Now, let's, before we get into the military news that I got in front of me here, let me just play what Michael Bloomberg had to say about the military. And this is something where I finally get to agree with him.
Have to do something, and I think the budget that we what are things that I've seen recently convinced me that the military today is better prepared than they've been in an awful long time, and that the monies they are spending on the war weapons we need for the next war and not for the last, a common mistake that they're not making now. They're doing a good job.
How about that? Michael Bloomberg actually said something I think most of us can agree with. The military is doing a good job. Now, a U.S. soldier stationed in South Korea became the first service member to test positive for the coronavirus a day after the widow of a retired soldier living in Daegu, South Korea, contacted the virus, according to U.S. Forces Korea. Also, children of U.S. military personnel living in South Korea, Japan, Italy, Bahrain, and elsewhere are beginning to experience a disruption of routine caused by the burgeoning worldwide COVID-19 outbreak. The week-long reduction in violence, the deal that was hashed out between the Taliban and the U.S., appears to be holding up. Attacks have so far been significantly reduced, potentially leading to the signing of a long-term peace deal on February the 29th and the withdrawal of some American troops, bringing the troop strength down from 12,000, where it's at right now, to 8,600. Now, that wouldn't happen all at one time. It would be done in stages, but that's where they're going with this. In addition, Marine Commandant General David Berger, my son's commanding officer, took to Twitter to announce the goal of having more female Marine officers attend the Corps' grueling 13-week infantry officer course known as the IOC. This in lieu of the fact that the first female infantry Marine officer has left the Marine Corps, as the commandant now calls for more women to go through the course and become infantry officers. Now, an investigation into the death of Navy Vice Admiral Scott Sterney has so far revealed no warning signs that may have predicted the U.S. 5th Fleet Commander's suicide in his Bahrain home back in December the 1st, 2018, and it's still a mystery as to why he decided to take his own life. I'm sure they'll find out eventually. Also, AFRICOM, the senior Al-Shabaab leader who plotted the attack against the U.S. and Kenyan forces at Manda Bay, Kenya, is now dead. This follows a series of airstrikes in Somalia over the weekend, according to the U.S. Africa Command. That means we got another big old bad guy. And to that, I say congratulations. In addition, the airstrikes that killed four Islamic State fighters in the Kunar province in Afghanistan happened during the partial truce with the Taliban over the weekend. Now, Colonel Sonny Leggett, spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said that a target of opportunity presented itself after our troops were attacked in an ambush by these four Islamic State figures. And they had a chance to take them out with an airstrike, and they did just that. Now, the top American general in Europe said today the potential deployment of intermediate-range ballistic missiles is dramatically complicating the enemy's task in the region, without explicitly calling for the deployment of new U.S. missiles in Europe. Now, they have called European Command for the deployment of two more ships to be headquartered in Spain, at our port facilities there in Spain. We'll see how that all works out. In addition, NATO's military leaders have a growing realization about the risk of using Huawei and their gear to build out Europe's 5G networks, according to a top general. They just aren't going to do it. And that's smart. We already know the circumstances surrounding that. The U.S. military is bracing for coronavirus cases to rise in Germany, potentially putting thousands of troops on lockdown or restricted movement, according to the head of the U.S. European Command. We'll see what happens there. And United States Forces Japan also directed units to monitor conditions near U.S. installations, coordinate with local health officials, and encourage strict hygiene measures, including frequent hand washing and wiping down of common surface areas on a regular basis to keep the coronavirus at bay. Now, the suspect, 19-year-old Arkansas man, arrested in Arlington National Cemetery on Monday, is scheduled to appear in court today to face charges related to an alleged attempt to blow up a service member's car in a Pentagon parking lot. That one went kind of under the radar, and I just now found out about it. And it's just now showing up here in the Pentagon news. Also, evidence is lacking to tie malaria drugs to PTSD-like symptoms and other long-term health issues. Not enough research exists to link persistent neurological and psychiatric conditions when it comes to our post-traumatic stress disorder medications. Also, the anti-malaria drugs taken by U.S. troops. And we'll see where that all goes to in the days and weeks to come. By the way, the White House formally nominated William Jordan Gillis to be the next Assistant Secretary of Defense for Sustainment, and the administration expects to soon send to Congress a nomination for a new intelligence leader. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be coming back with another highway and byway report before we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Our things whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Law, someone's
Bob Seger, Shakedown. Remember that? From Eddie Murphy and Company, the movies. And, of course, you know, when he was doing his thing there with the boys out there in Hollywood, the police department. But anyway, let's get going here because we got the Highway and Byway report to get to. Otherwise, I could just have a good time listening to that right now. That brings back memories. But anyway, let's remind you that the Truckers Highway and Byway report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Plying J Truck Stop. And that's going to be something you're going to be looking for if you're up in the Northeast tonight because you are getting into it. If you're on I-90 and you're headed east to Toledo, in Ohio, and you're going to Boston, or you're going to Toronto, or you're going to Montreal, you are going to have some trouble, some real trouble along the I-90 byways tonight, especially the New York Thruway in New York and I-81 in upstate New York. We'll get to all that in a minute. A powerful winter storm organizing near the eastern Great Lakes, slowly lifting through the southeastern part of Canada over the next day or two. However, heavy snow and gusty winds will wallop areas from western and upstate New York into northern New England. And after that, extremely heavy lake effect snow will kick in with the way the wind will be blowing and pound areas downwind of the Great Lakes, especially off Lake Erie in Ontario, where you could get 1, 2, 3 feet of snow or more through Saturday afternoon. Now, here we go. It's snowing in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. And it's snowing in northern Michigan tonight, up around Traverse City. It's also snowing down in the bottom quadrant of northern northwestern Indiana right now, off Lake Michigan. You've got some high winds down below that, down in Indiana. Meanwhile, from Dayton to Toledo, from Toledo, I-90, all the way across through Erie, Pennsylvania, to the New York line, right about Ripley, you've got a general snow coming in. It'll be a few inches there. However, there is a blizzard warning up right now for Ripley east to Buffalo on I-90, and it's going to get really bad if it isn't already. Really bad. 40-50 mile-an-hour winds driving that snow up through there. Now, you'll also have some snow in the western part of New York State. Also going over snow generally across all the way to Syracuse. It'll just be a general dumping of snow so far. But up in the Pulaski to Watertown to the Thousand Island Bridge area tonight, you'll have another blizzard warning there going into the Tug Hill Plateau. Same thing over to I-87. Snow going up into Quebec tonight along I-87. Then we got to skip over to the northern part of New Hampshire and all of Maine. You have a blizzard warning there tonight. So if you're headed up into Maine, be advised it's not going to be an easy trip for you once you get north of Boston. And we got a little bit, if you can believe this, a little bit of rain in southern New York right now and the northeastern quadrant around Wilkes-Barre, Scranton of Pennsylvania. But that's all going to change as this system comes across. And some of that lake effect snow with the way the wind's blowing right now, it's blowing it all the way down into the mountains of West Virginia, North Carolina, and part of South Carolina tonight. In the mountains, there are snow flurries down through there, so be advised of that. Plus, you got a lot of wind tonight coming up I-95 in South Carolina. A lot of wind in the mountains in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, the eastern part of Tennessee, as well as southern Ohio and southern Indiana. You've got a freeze and frost warning up for southeastern Georgia and northeastern Florida down to Gainesville and over to Lake City and Jasper and Live Oak tonight. And then you've got a little bit of snow up there in Montana, not too much. Montana, the northern part of Wyoming, coming up 25 out of Cheyenne, going up into Montana, and just a light dusting of snow there, nothing to be worried about. But I'm telling you, this system is going to be really something. So be advised that you're going to have an interesting time trying to travel east, coming out of Ripley to Buffalo on I-90, and then Buffalo to Syracuse will be a little bit easier until the winds start turning around. And then they'll blow more out of a northwesterly area, which will dump it down into Syracuse more significantly. And then, of course, your area tonight from Pulaski to the Thousand Islands Bridge, all in a blizzard warning tonight with 40 to 50-mile-an-hour winds, driving snow, and they're talking about 1 to 2 feet of snow off the bat, and then 2, 3, or 4 feet of snow in those areas through Saturday afternoon. All righty, and the pilot Flying J, don't forget, brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and you'll be stopping by them in that area for sure. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Denise Simon from SoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what happened in Milwaukee at the brewery there? Somebody went nuts, lost their job, and just decided to shoot the place up. Is that what this was?
Pretty well sums it up.
All right, it was one person. I understand he was 51 years old, and he killed 5 of his workers and wounded several others. Is that right?
Yes, and then apparently took his own life.
Okay, that's a shame, but I guess everything went back to normal there. I've been in that brewery before. That's actually like a university, a college. That's where they train a lot of their people, and when they used to ship them around the countryside for Miller Beer, I believe that was called a, and by the way, no, good morning, Flip. Flip is saying good morning to us.
Good morning.
Yep, and Melvin in Saratoga Springs is saying good morning, too. But they used to train a lot of people up there. That was their main training facility for the entire system.
Yeah, I think the brewery is actually closed for the rest of the week due to this. So that's a tough one. You know, Trump was coming out late yesterday to do his address to the country on the virus, and he was delayed coming out because he was getting an update on what was happening there in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and he did say something very nice about it, too, when he was...
Yeah, now this is going to be interesting because, you know, Milwaukee, too, is where the Democrat convention is going to be. So, I have a feeling this has added a new level of discussions on security and readiness.
Well, that would not surprise me at all. And, oh, by the way, Russia and Turkey are ignoring the U.S. call for a ceasefire in Syria, and they continue just to fire on at will the people in Idlib.
Yes, they do. But it's kind of a war or conflict that nobody talks about. I post on it from time to time, but, you know, media just doesn't care about what Russia is doing and really what Assad is doing. So it's a human rights crisis for sure.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get into the CDC and talk about the coronavirus because there's a lot of things going on there. By the way, there may be a vaccine. They're trying to speed along a possible vaccine. We'll get into all of that. Don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back, right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.